Who is it? Who are you? Did they finally remember that I'm down here? Did they send you to kill me? No? Who are you? Hold up the lantern so I can see you. You're not a prison guard. Or a soldier. Who are you? Treasure hunter. What makes you think there's treasure down in a castle dungeon? Just exploring the ruins. Ruins? This castle is in ruins? How long have I been asleep? What's the year? I'm serious, what year is it? That means I've been in here for over 146 years? Maybe 47. No, it's not impossible. I'm immortal. Believe me, it's quite possible. And it's true. I know I look young. That's how I got into this mess, but I'm nearly 200 years old now. You really want to know how I got in here? I'll tell you, but make me a promise first. Don't argue. Just listen. I'm not asking for much. All I'm asking is that you don't walk away. Don't leave me here alone. I'm so sick of being alone down here. I'd rather you killed me, since I can't do it myself. Though it would be really nice if you freed me instead. But you would have to trust me. Trust that I wouldn't hurt you as soon as you did, right? I mean, I'm in a cell, so I'm clearly a criminal. To be more precise, I was sentenced to death for witchcraft. I'm dangerous. A menaced society that must be destroyed. They even hanged me. Condemned evildoer, you know? Yes, I was hanged. It didn't work, but they thought it did. At first. It hurt like hell. I couldn't breathe. I passed out while listening to them cheer. Hung there all day. Everyone assumed I was dead. When they cut me down that night, I coughed and woke up. Scared the guards so bad they tossed me in the cell while they figured out what to do. Before they left, they said they'd be back later to finish the job. They lied. Your face is the first I've seen since then. I was forgotten. Or I was deliberately left down here to starve to death. I'm not sure which. Am I dangerous? Well, sure, but aren't we all? You have that bow. You could kill someone. The way I see it, you're just as dangerous. I'm not a witch, though. I'm not guilty of witchcraft. I'm a vampire. Yes, vampire. It wasn't my choice, but you wanted the story, right? Then I want your promise. You have to promise you won't walk away and leave me alone. Okay, good. I'll make it short. Then you can decide if I'm really a menace to society. I was raised in Renfell, a town far to the east. I was a typical farm girl in a poor family with lots of siblings. We worked the land, but we didn't own it. I tended farm animals, sold produce at the market with my older brothers, sewed patches on clothing. Nothing exciting. Yes, a peasant, exactly. My parents decided to marry me off. There was this young man, Leon, who lived on the other side of town. Wealthy family, but not noble or royal. They arranged everything. I only met him once, just a week before the wedding. He was handsome and charming, and his family didn't want a dowry. In fact, they offered my father a small piece of land as a bride token. It was enough to seal the deal. Yes, I suppose I was basically sold for the price of a couple acres. They didn't see it that way, I'm sure, since I was just moving to the other side of town, but that's how it felt. The wedding? Well, the wedding was kind of a blur. It was so busy. It should have been a pivotal memory in my life, but it really isn't. I remember being more afraid than excited. That's what I remember the most. Being scared and confused. The wedding night, though, I could never forget that. When we were finally alone in our bedchamber, he said that I was young and beautiful, and that he wanted me to stay that way forever. I was flattered but confused. He threw me on the bed, held me down, and forced my head back while he bit his own wrist and squeezed blood into my mouth. I had to either swallow or drown. I had no choice. It was a shock. After a minute, my belly felt like it was on fire. And then my whole body burned with heat and pain. I could have sworn I'd been poisoned. He left me alone with the pain for hours. I could feel my body changing, but I didn't know what was happening, just that it hurt beyond anything I had known. When the pain finally let up, he explained what he was. What I was now. He tried to teach me everything about being a vampire. I was. After all this time, I still feel so violated. No, it's not painful now. It doesn't hurt to be a vampire. It's just the transformation. After that part was complete, Leon kept a close eye on me. Wanted to teach me everything. He wanted to take me out hunting. Capture my first victim, show me how to hide the body, or make it look like an accident. He took me out at night in the streets of Renfell. And the first chance I got, I ran. I was so full of power and energy. I ran like the wind. I ran east, so I'd know right away when the dawn was coming. I ran many miles before the sky started to lighten. I slept during the day and ran at night, day after day. I slept in barns, underneath wagons, in piles of hay, anything to keep me sheltered from the sunlight. I ended up in the town of Denton. It was a few miles from here. Is it still there? No, I don't plan on going back there. Thanks for telling me, at least. Well, I settled there after all that running, because I found a great place to hide. In a cave. I decided to stay there for a few days, since my craving for blood was becoming unbearable. It's like being thirsty or hungry, but somehow worse. That's how it feels. But you can eat and drink until you feel like you'll burst, and the craving for blood is still just the same. I needed to do something about it. Going without blood won't kill a vampire, but it does make them very weak. I was going to stay for a few days and try to hunt an animal for myself. Maybe a deer or something. I had no idea how to live off the land, but I knew I'd have to figure it out. Luckily, there was a man in town who helped me out. His name was George, a butcher that owned a small shop with his wife and sons. I walked in and asked to buy some cow's blood, told him it was for a special family recipe. I don't think he believed me, but he didn't say so. He just shrugged and said he'd get some for me, told me to come back tomorrow. And from then on, he always kept some fresh animal blood for me whenever I came in, and never told anyone else about it. I told him it didn't have to be cow's blood, just whatever he was butchering that day would do. It was a simple favor, but it meant the world to me. Because of him, I never had to hurt anyone to survive. He kept my secret for over 20 years. But one day, he cut himself badly while working, and died from infection a few days later. It was a great loss. He was like a second father to me in a way. He treated me like the daughter he never had. Soon, his oldest son took over the business. I kept buying blood through him, quietly. Using the same excuse, but he didn't even try to keep it a secret. Soon, everyone knew about the strange old lady that lived out of town and came at night to buy animal blood. Unfortunately, I didn't hide my face well enough, so when people saw the youth in my face and started connecting the stories, people were whispering together, looking at me while trying to look like they weren't. Soon, the word witchcraft began circling around. They probably thought I was using the blood to summon demons or make deals with the devil for eternal youth. It was as I was on my way into town one night when the king's guardsmen arrested me. There was no trial. Not really. One look at my face was all the evidence they needed of my guilt. The next day I was hanged in front of all my friends. Down here, in this cell, I've slept for long periods of time. Weeks, months, decades even. I remember waking up once to hear fighting, faintly from above. Something shook the castle. Maybe a battering ram. It only lasted a day or two, and then it all went quiet again. You're the first thing to wake me since then. So, now you have my story. You promised that you wouldn't leave me here alone, and I'm going to hold you to it. I've kept up my side of the bargain. You have to decide whether to free me or kill me. Killing me won't be easy, but I'll help if that's what you decide. On the other hand, I'd be forever grateful if you let me out. I can't offer you any treasure in exchange for my freedom, but I could help you in your search. I'm sure I have skills you'd find useful. Of course. Just let me out and tell me how I can help. Yes, that's easy, I think. There's a key hanging on the peg over there. Only one cell on this floor, so there's only one key. If that key breaks off, this is going to get complicated. But it doesn't get damp down here, so hopefully it isn't rusted, just old. I thought I'd never see that door open again. Thank you so much. If it's not too much, could I ask another favor? I can't walk or even stand, really. I'm far too weak at this point. Talking is about all I can do, without blood. I'm so drained of energy that I'm barely alive. Food and water would help, but what I really need is blood. Nothing specific. Just about anything would do. I've had cow, pig, horse, sheep, anything George could butcher. He'd save a jar of blood for me to try. I even lived on bats for a while, just anything you can find. Please. I understand. Of course, you'll have to go hunt for something. I can wait. Just help me out of the cell first. Even if I just lay on the floor outside this door, I would be so much happier being out of here. Human blood. Don't tell me you're thinking of shooting some random stranger and dragging them back here. Your blood? You're offering me. Well, no, I don't need much. And you would be fine, I've never had human blood. No, seriously, it's just a line I would never cross. I never hunted people just so I could eat, and nobody's ever offered willingly. No, Leon does not count. That thing wasn't human. It was a cold-hearted evil demon. But you're really offering? No, I would be happy to accept. I'm in no position to turn you down. I know I'll be deeply indebted to you, and I'll try to find a way to repay you, but yes, please. If it'll get me out of here so much faster, I would be happy to. I would drink anything. Do you have bandages in your traveling pack? I'll try to keep the wound small. And if we have bandages handy, we can cover it right away. That should work. No, that's okay. I don't need a knife. My fangs will work better. Sorry, do they bother you? I should have said something first. You're right. The sooner we do this... No, not your neck. Neck wounds bleed too fast. It's too hard to stop it. Just give me your wrist. Do you trust me? Thank you so much for this. You'll probably want to look away. Are you ready? Okay. Here goes. Understand now. The bloodlust. I can feel it. I can hear your heart beating. It's calling to me. The pain pulses on your neck. I need to taste it. I need more. I don't care. I need more. I need it. You worthless human, do you really think you can fight me? Stop struggling, or I'll break your neck and drain your cords. You're awake. Shh, it's okay. You're safe. Relax, there's no need to panic. I'm sorry. You probably aren't used to waking up in total darkness. I didn't think of that. How are you feeling? Dizzy? Can you sit up for me? Here, let me help you. You should drink this. It's just water from the stream nearby. Make sure to drink it all. You need to get your strength back. I didn't want to go too far away in case you woke up. Otherwise, I would have gone to town and gotten some tea leaves and medicinal herbs. No, we're not in the castle anymore. This is a cave. It's part of a big cavern system. There's miles and miles of branching tunnels down here. This is where I settled down. Still is, I suppose. I made that door over there from a big piece of tree bark I found and hacked it into shape to fit. It keeps animals from exploring in here. I was ecstatic to find the door still in place when I brought you here. Yes, I carried you. There's no need to be concerned about me. Right now, I could carry a whole horse on my shoulder, over a mountain, sprinting the whole way. I've never had so much strength and energy in my life. Look, I'm so sorry. I don't even know how to apologize for what I did. I lost control. It's my fault. No. Just listen. I have to say this. I've always been a victim. I was born into a hard life, you know? I was sold by my family to a monster for a little square of dirt, then sentenced to death for a crime I didn't commit while everyone I knew watched and did nothing. And then I was locked in a cage and left for dead. I was always the one being hurt. Never in control. I never hurt anyone. But now, I've seen the other side. I became the monster. No, just listen. I brought you here last night to rest, and I've had some time to think. I see how the whole world is flipped. You're the victim now. Just because of bad luck, you stumbled onto me, and while trying to do the right thing, you were nearly killed by the person you were trying to help. I know what I became, and I hate it. For just a moment, you were me, and I was Leon. I saw the fear in your eyes. It was the same I'd had. So I need to know. I told you to promise me to either free me or kill me. You can still change your mind. Do you regret your decision now that you've seen what I truly am? Thank you. I'm not sure I deserve a second chance. But I thank you anyway. I'll be better. I promise you that. No, it's not a coffin. That's a casket. It's more accurately, it's my bed. There is a difference. Caskets are rectangular, coffins are wider in the middle and narrow at both ends. So yeah, it's a casket. I didn't think you'd mind. And it's the safest place I could think of for you to rest and not be disturbed. It's okay then? Good. It's surprisingly comfortable, isn't it? Well padded, soft, and it's made for someone much bigger than either of us. So it is quite roomy and rather cheap, because I kind of stole it. But someone dropped it, I guess, and the lid was damaged, and it was left outside. Either they were going to replace the lid or just toss the whole thing. Rather wasteful, if you ask me. I didn't wait to see. I came that night and hauled it away on a little cart and brought it all the way back here. I've slept in it every day for years. Why a casket? Well, I'm not sure. I was just drawn to it. It seemed like a good idea, you know? Nobody ever walks up and opens a casket to see what's inside. I mean, would you? Even if it was laying on a street corner, I could sleep in it all day, and nobody would disturb me. It also blocks out all sunlight, which would be important if I lived in a house with windows. But look, I live in a cave. Having a closed box to sleep in keeps out everything from raccoons to beetles. That's why I put you in it. I felt better leaving you in there while I went out to get supplies. Yes, the water from the stream, and while I was there, I caught a couple fish and brought back wood for a cook fire. It's stacked up out there right now in the big cave. You don't want to start a fire in here. There's no vent, and it would just fill up with smoke. I learned that the hard way. If you're hungry now, I could go get dinner started. Okay. How about you just lay back down and take a nap? Let me take care of the cooking. You don't have to close the lid. I'll be just out there. You can yell if you need anything. You don't have to help. Just lay down and relax and regain your strength. Let me take care of you, all right? Good. How is it? Yeah, it's a little bland. Don't worry, I can do a lot with fish. Once I get a frying pan and some spices, you'll be impressed, I promise. No, you can go ahead and finish it. I'm not hungry. I won't have to eat for a few days at least. I'm... still full. With a, you know... you? I'm sorry. It just seems like such a funny thing to say, but I can't help it. It's true. It's nice to see you smile. And if you're done, do you mind if I sit down in there with you? Yeah, just slide back a little. I'm so humbled by you. Because you're brave. I know I'd be terrified. I'd want to get as far away from me as possible. But you still look at me like I'm a normal person. You don't see the monster inside. I know... you forgave me. I'm sorry, I should stop bringing it up, but I can't let it go because... well, I haven't forgiven myself. I need to know that I've made things right. Some good to balance the bad. Once I do that, I can forgive myself. Is it all right if I get closer to you? I'd like to sit on your lap, but that wouldn't be easy in this box. Maybe if I straddle you? and sit facing you? It's a little awkward with my dress, but I can make it work. I like being close to you. You aren't afraid of me. You have a good heart, and I like that. It's been so long since I've had anyone to keep me company. It almost feels like my body is unaccustomed to being next to your warmth. You radiate life, and I have to admit it is a potent and heady sensation. So tell me, Mr. Treasure Hunter. I've already cooked you dinner and tended to your injuries, taken care of you like a partner would in many aspects. I wonder if you'd let me tend to you in every way a partner should. Speechless? You don't have to say anything. I'm close enough to you that I can feel you stirring down there. I think you like the idea. But you seem tense. Allow me to release that tension. I may look young and inexperienced, but trust me, I've had my fair share of practice. If I hadn't gotten resourceful in the past, I'm not sure I would have survived this long, you know. When I fled, I didn't bring anything with me. No way to afford shelter, food, or clothes. I'm not ashamed to have done what I had to do to survive. So, while I wasn't a professional per se, I still know what I'm doing. Lay back and let me show you what I learned. It's been a while, so let me see if I remember how to do this. Is so much more fun than I remember. Maybe it's all this energy from your blood. It's making me so excited and aroused. I keep clenching my thighs together, trying to help the aching, but it's just making it worse. I think I want to. No, I need to ride you. You want me to take off my dress? Look, I'll pull it up a bit and show you. No underwear. It wasn't exactly a necessity with all the long dresses in the past. But just look at how wet you've made me. See how my fingers glide when I touch myself. This feels so good. But it isn't enough. I want you in me. Now, how about we take your mini treasure hunter and we do a little exploring? Inside me. It's a nice look on your face. No, you haven't died. You aren't in heaven. You're in me. I'm going to start riding you now, okay? Oh. God, I feel so full. I want you all the way in. I'm dying. I need to grind myself on you. Don't move. Shh, let me do all the work. This feels incredible. Sorry. Sometimes I can't control my fangs when I get emotional. Relax. I won't bite. I promise. It feels so good. It feels so good. Oh, it's been so long. I don't think I'm going to last much longer, but I feel so fucking good. I love grinding on this gorgeous cock. Just let me do this. Let me have this. Let me take you and take you and take you. I'm getting so close. Don't do a thing. Just stay still for me. Be a good boy and stay still. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I can't hold back. I can't. You should be proud. You gave me my first orgasm in over a century. Oh no, mister. We're not done quite yet. I can feel you throbbing in me. Oh, it feels amazing. Just give me a moment to rest. Gather myself and there. See? My fangs retracted. I had to slow my heart a little bit first because, well, because I want to use my mouth to finish you. Well, little treasure hunter, did you have fun exploring my cavern? Don't worry. I'm going to give you some serious attention now that there's no sharp teeth in the way. That's right. I can feel how big and heavy your balls are. And when I trail kisses down. So nice and full. I suck on them. As I trail kisses, back up your shaft. And take you back inside my mouth. I'll take you deeper, deeper inside my throat. It tastes so good together. I love tasting my pussy juices all over your messy cock. That's right. Grab my hair. Push my head down as far as you can go. Give it to me. Leave me a huge, hot fucking load. Give me every drop. You are delicious. But you're still leaking. There. All cleaned up. So does Mr. Big scary treasure hunter like to cuddle after lovemaking? Perfect. No, it's alright. Just scoot over so we can fit side by side. You feel so good against me. Close the lid so we won't be bothered by critters or bugs. Comfy? Feel free to take a nap. I'm sure I will. I feel amazing right now. Thank you, by the way, for letting me take care of you and helping me feel a lot better about myself. Helping me feel like I finally deserve your forgiveness. Make no mistake. I didn't do that out of guilt. I did it because I wanted to. I did it because I wanted you. You make it so hard to resist you. I just realized, you know, how funny it was to me earlier that my stomach was full of you. Now I've just added more to it. Now I'm laying here with two of your fluids swirling around inside my stomach. Is it weird that I find that hilarious and erotic? Yeah, maybe it's a vampire thing. I don't see blood the same way other people do. As long as you aren't disgusted by me, it's okay. But it is sexy that your seed is inside my belly, right? That got your attention. You know, to send your little treasure hunter on another expedition. You need not ask. You can just take whatever you'd like. I'm all yours for as long as you want me.